Craig, you're a train.
I see one.
You cannot be in Wellington without hearing trains. And you can't be at the fairgrounds at this time of the year without hearing engines. And I'm talking about different types of steam engines, gas engines, tractors. To talk about that, we have John and Barb Baker to talk about the 44th annual LaGrange Steam Gas Engine Tractor and Antique Car Show. John, isn't there also like a flea market going on too? Do you have any like a swap or anything like that happening as part of it too?
Yes. This, well, as you mentioned, our 44th show. This is our 22nd here in Wellington. So half of our shows have been here. We moved here from LaGrange in 92. And we outgrew our facilities in LaGrange and we moved into the fairgrounds.
This is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. When people come out to it, what do they see? What do they do?
Well, we have all kinds of events. We have a large flea market. We have 500 plus spaces sold for that, and that's all weekend. We'll have an auction on Saturday. We have tractor pulls on Saturday. Now, this is vintage tractors, nothing high-powered. And that's our focus on historical equipment.
What kind of things might go up for auction?
You know, your guess is as good as mine. People bring in all kinds of things. And
engine related, though.
Some of it's engine related. Some of it isn't. It could be just anything. Yes.
Now, when I was at the fairgrounds, you have a sort of a small version of an engine show with people having their gas engines powered, things like that. There's also an area there where there's some blacksmithing going on.
Yes.
And I guess so that'll be also operational at the time, too.
Oh, yes. The blacksmith shop will be operating. Next to that is a heritage barn, which is ours. And we just got the blacksmith shop painted just for the show. And
Well, you painted black, so you don't have to worry about
well,
it.
Well, no, we painted it red,
okay, all right.
And we still have some trim to do on it. And it's still a work in progress. It's not, but we do have the forge operating, and we still have some more work to do in there. But it'll be open. We have blacksmiths to demonstrate their craft. And during the fair, we even taught some youngsters, gave them a little project, and they would make little objects out of the steel, you know, that we had.
Let me interject. Yeah. The flea market isn't just for the men. There's a lot of things for the ladies. And we have a lot of crafts, and we have the wood carvers group that will be in one of our buildings. I think it's building
17, I believe.
And we have the toy collectors, which will be there. So there's something for just about every age and every person. I think you could have a good time there. You could spend 2 days there and still not see everything. It's a lot of fun. And if you've never seen working steam, you're in for a real treat, because these are done with the huge steam engines that they will bring in. We have probably 12 coming into town. And they will be doing thrashing and baling and the sawmill, all with the big belts that go from the steam engine to the equipment. It's something right out of the past, and it's a live working exhibit. And people are welcome to spend all day there, and some people never leave the steam area. It's a good time.
Barb, did you get interested in engines through John, or did you have that as well?
Well, we developed an interest back when we have all boys, and the boys were quite young. And John has always been very mechanical, and so to keep the boys occupied, he would give them an engine and say, take it apart, put it together, and then we would go to an engine show, and we would let the kids display. And it has been, it's been a godsend. It's kept the boys involved with things. They didn't get into any mischief, and you know how the teenagers can be, and their friends have all been involved. So they have quite a group of young people who are now going to be the next generation when we no longer do this. Yes, I've been involved for a long time, and I love it. I love the people.
Any of the boys turn out to be mechanics?
Yes,
they have. Mechanics, mechanical engineers, right.
How about yeah. that? You planted the seed early and look what happened.
Right.
I think if you give them something to work with when they're young, very young, you keep them from looking for the wrong attractions, and you get their friends involved. It makes a big difference. I really feel you have an obligation to do this for your children. It's an obligation.
It doesn't cost a lot of money to get involved. You can pick up some engines relatively cheap, and that'll get you started. You know, it all depends on how much you wish to spend. And of course, the steam engines are quite expensive, and the tractors. But you don't have to start there. You can.
We do sponsor the young people that belong to the joint vocational schools out here, and they do restoration projects, and they exhibit them at the fair, and then our group offers awards for their restoration, and they get a monetary thing, and then they get to bring their tractors or whatever they've restored out to our show, and they're given an award and a money gift, which I think is kind of nice to do with the young people, and it gives them an opportunity to get involved with us.
Right before we went on the air, you mentioned that over the course of the weekend, you might see 6,000 to 8,000 people come into the fairgrounds. Do you folks have a chance to enjoy it as well? Because I know it's a big responsibility.
Well, I can honestly say I get to meet just about everybody because we set up an office in one of our buildings, and we have to do registration, and we have memberships, and we give out dash plaques, and we have all the things that the ladies do. We do that for the men. And so, consequently, I get to meet everybody. I don't necessarily get to see everything, but I get to meet them. John probably sees more of the people than I do.
Well, you know, and admission is only $3. For children under 12, it's free if they're accompanied by an adult. To join the club costs only $5. So it's cheap entertainment. If you plan to come, don't expect to see everything in an hour or two. It takes all day.
And the different demonstrations, I guess, are ongoing throughout the day, the three-day period that you have. You also have, I guess, antique automobiles and also those Indian motorcycles, which there's a lot of fans of those types of vehicles. Mm-hmm.
That's correct. And we also antique trucks. We've got an antique truck club. We have a Lorain County vintage motor scooter club.
When you mentioned the antique truck club, we're not talking little pickup trucks. We're talking big trucks that you see on the road, but these are antique and they're all restored and they're absolutely magnificent. It's a separate group all into itself. And it's something to see. It's really and of course we've forgotten to talk about the tractors. We probably have 250 tractors and they're in the infield, and they have some games that they play, and they have what they call a dyno, and it kind of gives you an idea how much power that this tractor can put out. There's something going on pretty much all the time. And if you happen to be hanging around past the 5 o'clock hour when most of the gates are closed, the people on the grounds, the steam engines when it's dark, have what they call a spark show, and they open up the boiler and they throw in sawdust, and that sawdust ignites, and it shoots straight up in the air, and it's like fireworks. It's just absolutely amazing. And there are different things going on after hours, so it's a good time.
And I see in a small little, you have a toy show. You mentioned a little bit about that. So antique toys, I would assume, or at least any kind of
toys. Collectible toys, you know, and a lot of it's farm-related because they collect vintage or farm toys, the little toys. It's neat.
Well, it's coming up this weekend, 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Lorain County Fairgrounds, the 44th Annual LaGrange Steam Gas Engine Tractor and Antique Car Show. As you mentioned, $3 admission. Kids 12 and under with an adult are free, so the family can come out. It's a nice, affordable afternoon. I assume there are probably some food, refreshments, or whatever to keep people filled up and hydrated while they're there at the fairgrounds.
We have 12 food vendors on the ground, and we have good, really good food. So I think people will have a good time.
What time does it open in the mornings? Or
it opens at 8 in the morning, and the hours are 8 to 5 on Friday and Saturday, and 8 to 3 on Sunday. But
3 days to get a chance to come out to Wellington to enjoy the annual event. And it's sort of a sure sign, I know, when a sure sign of fall is approaching when the engine show comes out to the fairgrounds. John, Barb Baker, thanks for stopping in. Appreciate
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you.